Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah says, Getz sheyatza mitachat apadish vihizik hayav. If a blacksmith was using his hammer and a spark flew out from under the hammer and it caused a fire and damaged somebody else's property, that blacksmith is hayav, is obligated to pay for the damages. Sparks are expected. When a blacksmith is working, he should know that sparks will come out of his hammer and they'll cause damage if they catch on fire to something else, and therefore he should put himself at the proper distance, far away, where there's a guarantee that he can't cause damage. Therefore, if he did cause damage, he's hayav. Gamal shayat taun pishtan ve'avar b'shut rabim. If it was a camel that was going through the public domain, going through the street, and he had a large bundle of flax on its back, v'nichnas pishtano letoch hanut v'daleku b'nero shel henvani. And let's say that flax was very wide, and it extended, while it was in the street, it extended into the shop of a person, and there was a candle there, and the flax was set on fire by that shopkeeper's candle that was inside of the store. V'hidlikat habira, now that the flax was caught on fire, which is the camel and everything that was with it, it set fire to a house, to a large house. Who is obligated in the scenario? Ba'ala gamal hayav, the owner of the camel, is obligated to pay for the damages of the house. He should not have loaded his animal with a bundle of flax that was super wide and that would extend into the shops, and therefore he is the one who's negligent. But if the shopkeeper put his candle outside and then the camel's flax that was on its back caught fire as it passed through and then it set fire to the house, the flax on the back was a normal size, it didn't extend into the shop of the henvani, of the shopkeeper, rather it caught fire outside. In this case, a henvani hayav, the shopkeeper is obligated to pay for the flax, and he's also obligated to pay for the damage to that house. He was negligent, he shouldn't have put his candle outside. Since he put his candle outside, he is responsible for any damage that happened to it. He should know that animals normally walk through the public thoroughfare, they walk in the street. Therefore, if you put a candle there, and it caught fire, he's the one who's responsible because he didn't take the scenario that was supposed to play out into account. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'ner Hanukkah patur. One of the only mentions of Hanukkah in the Mishnah, says Rabbi Yehuda, when talking about a ner Hanukkah, the shopkeeper is supposed to put outside. We have Pirsume Nisa. We want to publicize the miracle. So therefore, ner Hanukkah, the shopkeeper does always put outside, and since he does it with permission, it's part of the mitzvah, we can't hold him liable for damages that happen to the flax. It's a derabanan commandment to light outside so people could see it and you spread the miracle of Hanukkah. So therefore, since he had the permission to do it because of the mitzvah, he's not responsible, the shopkeeper, for any damages that would occur if the gamal caught fire outside of the shop by a ner Hanukkah.